It's Ask Ayla Brown on Country 102.5.
Now, here's Ayla.
And good morning to Nikki. Nikki, how are you? Congratulations. I hear that you are kind of a new mom. You have a baby, and that means you have a babysitter. What's going on with the babysitter and the drama there?
Yes, thank you. Yes, I'm a new mom. So my husband and I, we usually have a normal babysitter that we always call, but for this time, she wasn't available. So we decided to ask my husband's sister to babysit our kid. Yeah, and she's always there, and she's always hanging out. So we were like, well, that's not a far, you know, stretch.
Has she ever babysat before, like without you guys around? Like, I hear she's always there, but has she ever been like solo, alone, babysitting the kids?
She's never babysit our kid, but she does babysit for like her side job.
Okay.
She goes to college in the town where I went to school.
Great.
And so her side job is to make or is to babysit. But the problem is, we asked her to do this, and I'm kind of thinking, like, you know, like I just said, you're always here, like she's probably just gonna do it for free. No, she turns around and she's like, I'm gonna charge $250 for the night. And that's the discount.
Whoa.
That's the discount.
Wait, how
right?
Okay, so I'm just trying to think. We pay, I'm not gonna tell you what we pay our babysitter, but let's just say hypothetically it's $20 an hour. It must have been a really late night for you guys, or she just charges a lot of money. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't really that late. You know, like we don't date out that late, so I was flabbergasted.
Yeah, you're honestly. Like, wow, what a family discount.
Yeah, so I was like, all right, that's fine. And we, you know, we did it. That's totally fine. So then a couple days later, I realized that she goes to the same school that I went to in college, and she is borrowing the book that I use. And those books are not cheap.
No, my gosh,
so
they're not. Nope.
I decided, as kind of a little payback, I told her that come the fall semester, if she wanted to borrow those books again, I was going to charge her $300. Because that's what the books cost.
Yeah,
I think it's
well, used. Right, right. You guys are being so petty. Sorry, but you know that's a little petty, right? But you're kind of like, well, if she's going to charge me the family rate, I'm going to charge her my family rate for books.
Right. Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's like my question is that crazy? I don't know. I think it's insane that she just charged us in general to babysit. Like that's her family that she's babysitting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
888-819-1025. Who else charges their family members for babysitting? That's the first question I have. Is it common to ask a family member to watch your child and then charge them or expect payment? This is a general curiosity of mine. I would love to know that. Plus, Nikki wants to know if she's being petty or if she's a jerk for charging it's your husband's sister, right?
Yes.
Money for the books because they go to the same college that Nikki went to, and she knows she's got to buy those books anyway. So, hey, $300 if you want to use them. 888-819-1025. Who is the jerk here, the babysitter or Nikki? Your calls are coming next. Thank you, Nikki. Good luck.
Thank you.
Help Ayla help you.
888-819-1025.
Ask Ayla Brown continues next on Country 102.5.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Country 102.5, we are busy taking phone calls and we're doing Ask Ayla Brown. It's brought to us by Macy's Backstage. What we find at Macy's Backstage, here's a hint. Summer essentials for $25 and under, like swimsuits, cover-ups, sunglasses, and more accessories you need now. Find the latest trends and new arrivals at Macy's Backstage. I just want to thank all of you for calling in to this segment, Ask Kayla Brown. Some days we have really serious topics. Other days we have petty ones like Nikki. She even admitted, she's like, I think this is petty, but you know what? I kind of don't care. This is what happened. I'm a new mom. I have a one-year-old baby and I was in a bind. I needed a babysitter. And so the only person that was around was my husband's sister, my sister-in-law. And she was like, I got it. I will babysit your baby. I'm going to give you the family rate. It's $250. And she was like, excuse me? Oh, okay, I guess I'll pay it because I'm in a bind. But then after, guess what? When Nikki's sister-in-law was going back to college and needs the book, she said, well, hey, I'm going to give you my family discount. How about this? $300 for the books. And she's like, am I being petty? Let's go to the phones, though. Can we please go to Julie? Speaking of books. Hi, Julie. What do you think she should do with the books? What Nikki should do?
Oh, I would charge a buck a page. Stop. If it's a 300-page book, that's $300.
For one book?
Well, I mean, I have never heard of an aunt charging to watch their niece or nephew. I have three nephews. I used to watch them for weekends at a time. I would have never charged a nickel.
True.
I'd be like, can you make sure there's Diet Pepsi in the fridge for me? But that's about it.
Like, you and Jim need to be best friends. I see Jim drinking Diet Pepsi every morning. But question for you, what if you were in college, though, and you had bills? Does that change anything? You know?
No.
Okay.
No, because no, it really doesn't. And if they knew she was in college and she was like, yeah, I got it, it's my nephew, they probably would have thrown her like $50, $100 just because.
Maybe, right?
I mean, but now. They're definitely not cheap people. Like, if they're going to be willing to pay $250, they would have thrown her something.
Yeah, probably.
But,
no.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just $250?
Right. No, but now I get it. Julie, thank you for your call. I actually want to go to someone who's a little on the younger side. Good morning, Amanda. Not saying Julie isn't young, by the way. Okay, I don't want to be considered an ageist here, but Jim wrote that you're 23 years old. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Ayla. How are you?
I'm good. Would you ever charge family to watch, you know, someone in your family, a little baby, for example?
No, I would never. Like, my sister, I have a 3-year-old nephew, and even, like, I'm freshly out of college. I've only been out a year. And even though I was in college, I wouldn't care. Like, I think one time I even took the day off from work to help her. Like,
it's
just maybe because I did. Maybe it's because I have different family values. It just honestly sounds like the sister doesn't have very many, in my opinion.
Yeah, I have a question, Amanda, really quickly before I let you go. You just graduated college. How expensive are college books these days in 2023? It's been a couple years since I've been out, so I'm just curious.
Well, like, I honestly didn't get them for that much money. I was an architecture major, so I was spending more money on, like, supplies and stuff, not as many books. But they are still expensive, and I do think it's a little petty with the books, but at the same time, it's petty charging for your niece or nephew, $250. Like, that's so petty.
Praise. That's, we all know this is a petty segment, guys. We know. Thank you for the calls. We're going to keep these going for sure.
Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Every morning.
On Country 102.5. Boston's hottest country.
888-819-1025. What petty family drama is going on in your morning, everyone? Country 102.5. We're doing Ask Kayla Brown. Earlier today, if you missed the call, I want to recap a little bit. Nikki called in. She's from Pembroke, and she explained that she has a daughter who is 1 year old, and usually they have a babysitter that comes and watches the daughter. She was in a bind, and she was like, oh my gosh, the babysitter's not available right now. What do I do? Oh, my sister-in-law. Let me ask my sister-in-law to step in. The sister-in-law had it available. She's a college student, by the way, and was like, I'll give you the family discount, $250. So what did Nikki do?
We decided to ask my husband's sister,
okay,
to babysit our kid. She's probably just going to do it for free. No, she turns around and she's like, I'm going to charge $250 for the night. I decided as kind of a little payback. I told her that come the fall semester, if she wanted to borrow those books again, I was going to charge her $300.
Wow. All right. So you heard from Nikki. By the way, Nikki knows that what she's doing is petty, which is why I want to hear from you guys. Not about Nikki necessarily, but I want to hear about petty things that are happening in your families.
Ooh, give us the drama.
Yeah, I need some drama. I'm having kind of a rough day. I just need to hear your stories. Are you charging a family member for something? Are you holding something over their heads? Maybe someone in your family's doing that to you. 888-819-1025.
The most variety. Country Mornings with Ayla Brown.
Country 102.5. Country 102.5. Howdy doody, everybody. I thought my story was a little petty where I was like, oh, one year I, we're doing Ask Ayla Brown, by the way. One year I like bought my sister perfume for Christmas and I was like, hey, it's one of those ones that comes with two different perfumes, a travel one and a big one. Hey, can I have the travel one? And she's like, you're so cheap and you're so petty. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Your family is adorable on what you think family drama is. It really is.
Okay.
It's adorable.
Which is why I need to go to Joey, who, oh my gosh, has real family drama going on and so petty. What happened, Joey? Can you explain this to me? Because I know you talked to Jim and then he put you on hold. So tell me and tell everyone what's going on.
So my dad passed away back in 2017.
I'm sorry.
And then it just led into the family drama where I ended up was living with my sister at the time. She just recently passed away.
Oh, my gosh. I'm now, so sorry.
Now the boyfriend is being petty and is refusing to give me my father's ashes. And this has been going on for about a couple of years.
Okay. So go back a little for a second. So the ex-boyfriend of your sister who passed away,
yeah,
has your father's ashes? Why?
Yes, because they were living together, and my sister had them at the time and was refusing to give them. Now he's refusing to give them.
Have you asked him for them?
I have on multiple occasions.
And his reason is just no, sorry?
It's just no, sorry. That I don't think your sister would want you to have them.
Give me his phone number.
I will do that off air.
Okay, please do. I mean, I don't know if I actually have the guts to call him because I just got scared after I said, give me his number. Now I'm like scared. Maybe I'm not.
Who are you? The country music police? What are you going to do?
I don't know. But Joey, I feel so bad for you. I feel like that is so petty.
It is.
Aww.
So this story fit this pretty good. So thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. You know what? Thank you for calling in, Joey, with that story.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. 888-819-1025. That is what I call petty. Forget about the perfume. What am I thinking? I'm such a dummy. I want to hear more petty stories. Can you beat that? Can you beat the original one that we heard from Nikki? 888-819-1025. Country 102.5, we're doing Ask Ayla Brown. Initially, I just want to recap. Nikki called in and she's like, I know this is petty, but I have a one-year-old baby. We needed a babysitter. My husband's sister. So my sister-in-law was like, I can babysit. I'm in college. I need some money. I'm going to give you the family rate of $250. And Nikki was like, what? That's the family rate? Okay, cool. So Nikki knows that her sister-in-law goes to the same college that she went to. She has a bunch of old books. And she goes, you know what? You can have my old books, sister-in-law, but it's going to cost you the family discount of $300. She's like, I know.
She had been giving them to her for free every semester. Yeah. Now she's charging.
Like, you know, I know it's petty. Am I a bad person? I don't really care. Which is why I want to go to the phones and talk about more petty family drama. Hi, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm only laughing because I just want to say I applaud you for being so brave to admit this, but you have a sister-in-law who you do not like.
Loathe.
You loathe.
Like Jim Carrey on The Grinch. When he says hate, 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 loathe.
Wait, does your sister-in-law know this?
Oh God, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was gonna say, is she just finding out? All right.
Oh, no, no, no. This has been going on a long, long time. But my brother is so sweet. And she, I mean, she's just this little troll. And anyways, I can't help it. And I'm not a mean person. I'm such a nice person.
So what did you do when they went on vacation?
Yes. So they went on vacation. And I always comment on posts that my brother puts on. But she put a bunch of pictures. And I commented on every picture that my brother was in, but not one that she was in. Like, even if her, like, there was a beach picture and her foot was in it, and I didn't even comment.
So even if it was, like, a pinky toe, you're like, nope, I see her.
Anything. But I commented and I kept putting, oh, Rich, it looks so fun, and you look so good. And then other ones was nothing. And I would put hot, hot, hot on
all
these.
Oh, my gosh. Lori, this is incredibly petty. Does she reverse it to you, too? Like, does she do petty things to you all the time as well?
Well, she has. She has for years and years. So I don't know if she caught on to this one, but if she does, she'll probably do something.
If she didn't and she was listening to us right now, then she knows.
I'm really hoping she is. It somehow makes me feel so much better.
Lori, you just said at the beginning of this call, I'm a nice person. And now you're hoping that your sister-in-law is listening so she knows that you hate her. You loathe her.
Oh, she knows.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for your call, Lori. You are a beauty. I just love you. Yeah, I love how honest she is. And we've had other people call in today.
I have hurt some family.
Let us pray, Jim. Let us pray.
What? Country Mornings with Ayla Brown. And Boston's hottest country all morning long.
All morning long.
Country 102.5.
We are going to put this on our Facebook page, though. As we always do, Country Mornings with Ayla Brown, you've got to give us a follow because you'll hear Nikki's petty family drama all over again. You'll hear the story. You can also vote on
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.